Despite a shot differential of plus 13 in favor of the North Bay Battalion, the Barrie Colts were victorious 5-2 on Saturday in Barrie. For the first time since Dallin Wakely and Shamar Moses traded addresses on October 10, North Bay and Barrie Colts met on the ice. The Colts struck first as Parker Vaughn, 4, tapped a loose puck past a sprawling Mike McKiver 8:45 into the game. Vaughn, Barrie's first-round pick, 5th overall in the 2024 All Priority selection, has been the subject of recent trade rumors, with the Battalion and Ottawa 67s seemingly the frontrunners. Moments after, the Colts threatened again. This time, however, McKiver made a highlight reel sprawling save on a point-blank tip to keep the score within 1. 8 minutes after the Vaughn goal, the troops struck back to tie it as Nolan Laird fed Nick Wellenreiter, 3, with a cross-ice feed, and he beat Ben Rebick with a clean shot. The score was 1-1 between the two clubs after the first. Early in the second, the Colts galloped ahead. McKiver, usually a sure hand when playing the puck, went to stop the puck behind his net. The puck took a strange bounce past his stick and found Michael Durbidge, 2, with a wide-open net, putting Barrie up 2-1 4-6 seconds in. Just under 4 minutes into the frame, Brad Gardiner, 11, finished off a tic-tac-toe passing play from Bo Jelsma and Durbidge, beating McKiver just over his outstretched glove. Midway through the second, Moses, 8, haunted his former team. On a 5-on-3, and ironically with Wakely in the box, Moses one-timed a blast past Rebick. Jacob LeBlanc picked up an assist on the play. Continuing an action-packed second, the Colts scored again. This time Barrie had the 5-on-3, and Dallas Stars prospect Tristan Bertucci, 4, beat McKiver from the slot. As soon as the goal went in, it looked like Bronson Reid punched Riley Patterson after a net front battle. Both players dropped the gloves for a wrestling match, and both were assessed double minor penalties for roughing. The onslaught continued as this time Carter Lowe, 9, was fed a pass in the slot, and he one-timed it past McKiver. After the dust settled on the second period, the score had ballooned to 5-2 for Barrie. That was enough for McKiver as Charlie LaRocque replaced him in the Battalion net for the start of the third. McKiver had allowed 5 goals on 21 shots. Early in the third, North Bay struck back. On a power play, Rebick was knocked down, while Owen Van Steensel wrapped around the net. Rebick nearly made the stop lying down, but after a lengthy review, a goal was called. However, Colts head coach Marty Williamson challenged the call for goaltender interference as Ethan Procizin got his stick up in the goaltender's helmet. Another lengthy review took place, and the goal was called off. After the review, the score held to make the final 5-2 Barrie. The shots on goal were 41-28 in favor of the Battalion. The two teams will renew acquaintances on Sunday in North Bay as the troops will welcome Wakely back for the first time since the trade to Barrie. Puck drop from Memorial Gardens is at 2 p.m.